time to get expert advice. Fantasy football players, call 799-1250 right now and have your questions answered by rotowire.com's fantasy football insider, Kevin Payne. Brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Catch all your sports action and enjoy their award-winning fish fry every Wednesday and Friday.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. It is playoff time for most of you, unless you're in some quirky league or whatever. But for most of you, you are in the playoffs, either for your championship or your toilet bowl. Kevin Payne going to help you out this morning from rotowire.com. KCPayne26 on Twitter. Couple of ways to get into us. Tweet us at 1057FMTheFan with the hashtag AskKevin. 414-799-1250 is the number to call, and you can also email live at 1057FMTheFan.com. We bring in Kevin Payne again, rotowire.com. Just a quick thank you again, Kevin, for helping us out with the toy drive last week. You're all the way over in upstate New York, over in Buffalo. Certainly did not have to do that, but your donation certainly appreciated.
Yeah, no problem. Always good. If you win something in fantasy, always, pay it forward. Make a donation, do something, keep the good karma going.
Yeah, what was your FanDuel win the other week? Like $14,000?
It ended up being, by the time everything was said and done, I think it was just under $11,000. So,
Kevin.
Little extra presents going out to my family this year.
See, this is why we're talking to this guy. He will help you out, Kevin Payne, rotowire.com. So let's get to it. 799-1250. Let's go out to Greenfield and talk to Andy. Andy, good morning.
Morning. Got a wide receiver question in a PPR league. Need one. Josh Reynolds, Demaryius Thomas, or Traquan Smith?
I don't see how you could trust Traquan Smith at this point. His floor is literally zero. And he's done that, and do not trust him whatsoever. Josh Reynolds, here's my problem. That's a tough matchup going in against the Bears. The Rams and Kansas City, two of the best offenses in the league, have tough matchups against the Ravens and the Bears this week. So I'm going to say no on Reynolds. Go with Demaryius Thomas. I think this game sneakily might become a shootout. You've got two very good offenses going. So Demaryius Thomas out of those three.
Ken tweets in. He lost Emmanuel Sanders yesterday, so he needs one of these in a PPR league. Gus Edwards, Tyler Boyd, or Devin Funchess?
Not Funchess. If it's a full-point PPR, I'm probably going with Tyler Boyd. Gus doesn't catch a lot of passes, so I would go with Boyd in PPR.
Josh needs one in a PPR league. Jeff Wilson, Marlon Mack, or Justin Jackson?
I'm going to say Jeff Wilson here. Matt Breida was ruled out on Monday. He's going to get a lot of work. Had over 20 touches in Seattle. Very productive with those touches. Now he's home. It's a better matchup, in my opinion. He's going to get another 20 touches this week, so I would go with Wilson.
All right, a guy who tweets us with the name Moonface has a PPR question. Njoku, Ingram, or Ian Thomas?
Ingram for sure. Going up against the Buccaneers, I was saying those two offenses had tough matchups. The Saints should be back this week. They're going up against Tampa Bay. They've got a bunch of injuries. They were a bad defense before the injuries. Go with Mark Ingram.
Pick three. Now, this is a little obnoxious, but it's from Banana Man, and I know you guys are buddies.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to let it slide. PPR, pick three. Ingram, Sutton, Josh Gordon, Corey Davis, and Ridley.
Okay, this is tough. I do like Sutton. Now that Emmanuel Sanders is out, he's going to get a ton of targets. I would go in PPR. I would go Sutton, Corey Davis, and Josh Gordon. If you wanted to put Ingram in over one of those three, I wouldn't argue with it. But those would be the three I would go with in PPR. Josh Gordon, Corey Davis, and Sutton.
414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Greg's on the south side for Kevin Payne Fantasy Football. What's up, Greg?
Good morning, guys. I got a quarterback question. Mitchell Trubisky or Kirk Cousins?
Mitchell Trubisky. He practiced fully yesterday. Chicago might have to put up a lot of points to keep up the Rams, or at least more than what they're used to. And I've been saying this all year. The secret thing about, or what's been really great about Trubisky, is he runs a lot. Him and Josh Allen, quietly run and get you those extra fantasy points. So I would say, as long as there's no setbacks between now and Sunday night, go with Mitch Trubisky.
Austin, in a non-PPR league, LeSean McCoy, Peyton Barber, Julian Edelman, or Tevin Coleman just needs one.
I would feel better about Edelman if it was PPR, but I think I would still go with him. It's a good matchup against Miami, so let's go with Edelman. I would like Peyton Barber, who's been finding the end zone, but the Saints have a very stout run defense, so I would go with Julian Edelman.
Let's go out to Scott on the south side of town. What's up, Scott?
Yeah, Kevin, PPR, I need either Deshaun Watson or Baker Mayfield.
I'm not sure why PPR matters, but I would go, gosh, and Baker's been excellent. I would still go with Deshaun Watson. He's always got that opportunity to scramble for a touchdown. He did a couple games ago. So I'm going to say barely Deshaun Watson over Baker Mayfield, but Mayfield's been fantastic. Threw for a ton of yardage last week in kind of a garbage time scenario, but had those picks. Deshaun Watson, I mean, Houston's one of the hottest teams in the league. I would stick with him.
This next question comes from Cody. Yeah, I just was telling your screener, Grant. Cody, our producer, what do you got for Kevin?
What's going on, Kevin? I got a quarterback question here. Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winston, or Lamar Jackson?
I would go with Lamar Jackson in this one. Kansas City's defense is not very good. And, you know, he's going to give you all those points running, and I would stick with Lamar Jackson. Out of those three, I would probably say Winston if it was a different matchup, but the New Orleans defense has looked done a complete 180 from what they were at the beginning of the season. So I would say go with Lamar Jackson, and that's the point we're at. I don't think you thought we would be here at week 14 when you're considering and starting Lamar Jackson what probably is the first round of the playoffs.
Well, a lot changed this week. I mean, the Kareem Hunt situation aside, James Conner's out. Sanders gets hurt in practice. I mean, a lot. This is the tough part about fantasy is that you can build a great team heading into the playoffs, and then still you never know what you're going to be dealing with.
Yeah, and if you go back in the years, Jamal Charles, old Cleveland running back Jerome Harrison, those guys had incredible stretch runs like the last four or five games of the season. You have to be willing to make those tough calls. Jeff Wilson's another great example. I used him over guys who have been steadily producing all season, but the fact of the matter is Jeff Wilson's going to get 20 touches this weekend. I've got him in a bunch of lineups, and I'm going to use him on daily as well. So you have to go out and make those adjustments. That's how you win championships.
Looks like Bob in Bayview is having a similar problem. Let's get him up here. Bob, what's up?
Hey, touchdown only league, Emmanuel Sanders out. Should I pick up one of the Buffalo receivers, San Diego receivers, Michael Gallup, Cleveland receivers?
So who's a good replacement maybe for Sanders?
Yeah, go with Zay Jones. A couple touchdowns, and they released, got rid of Calvin Benjamin. Thank goodness. Way overdue move there. Zay Jones is going to get a lot of targets from Josh Allen. Josh Allen loves to go downfield, so I think I would like him the best. It's kind of a crapshoot talking to all those guys. I'm sure you're thinking about Antonio Callaway as well. He's probably not a bad option, but I think that Zay Jones is going to get plenty of targets. He's got some good game logs if you look at him over the last few weeks. And again, he should be the number one guy now that Calvin Benjamin's out of town.
Let's get a couple off Facebook. Matt says Trubisky or Matt Ryan.
Again, I would go with Trubisky. He's been scored more points this year than Matt Ryan, I believe. And again, this is one of those game flow types of situations. I think the Bears slow down the Rams, but the Rams are going to score points, which means Trubisky's going to have to throw the ball. And again, has that advantage of running a lot as well.
This is from Thomas, needs one in a PPR league. Is Kerryon Johnson out or is he back?
I believe he's still going to be out.
Okay, so then McCoy, Ingram, and Tre'Quan Smith, or Kerryon.
Yeah, no, you go with Ingram here. Again, with Tre'Quan Smith, look at his game logs. I mean, his floor is zero. You cannot take a zero and expect to win from any position. So I think that you go ahead and go with Ingram this week. Again, great matchup for the Saints. They should put up a ton of points against Tampa Bay.
Let us go to Arnell in Greenfield. What's up, Arnell?
How's it going, man?
Good. What's your question?
Leonard Fournette or James White? Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I was shocked that Whitehead was as productive as he was last week with Rex Burkhead back. What are those passes, though, his receiving yards? He got like 40 of them right before half on just a dump-off pass that they just didn't want him getting in the end zone. So that his production was a little misleading, but fortuitous for those who are using him. That being said, I would go with Leonard Fournette tonight. The volume's going to be there. This guy's going to get 25 to 30 rushes. They're going to go ahead and use a lot of them. He should run with a chip on his shoulder after being suspended last week. So just based upon the volume, I would go Fournette over James White.
Alex tweets in, Adam Humphries or Tyler Lockett, PPR.
Humphries has been really good. He's been fine in the end zone. But still, if you look at the whole season, Tyler Lockett's been fantastic. He really is, in my book, the number one receiver there now, just with Doug Baldwin and all the injuries he's been dealing with. So I would go, and I know it's not the greatest matchup against Xavier Rhodes, but I would stick with Tyler Lockett. He'll get open, and, I mean, as I said, look, he's scored a ton of touchdowns this year.
Jim is in the Falls. What's up, Jim? 799-1250.
Non-PPR, Galladay, Boyd, Sutton, or Woods? I need two of them.
Galladay, Boyd, Sutton, or Woods? I think without Cooper Kupp, we go Woods. Not the greatest matchup again against the Bears. And then go back to Kenny Galladay. The volume's going to be there. I still like the guy. A couple times this year, he's had touchdowns called back because of penalties. If he had gotten those touchdowns, I think he'd be a no-brainer start right now. So Galladay and Woods, although I do like Sutton now that Emmanuel Sanders is out. And, boy, I understand the question, but those would be who I would go with, Woods and Galladay.
Tony's at work. Tony, do you have to whisper at work, or can you talk clear?
Yeah, I can talk.
Nice.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, real fast, I probably wouldn't ask this question earlier in the year, but I will now. Cam Newton or Josh Allen, I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Yeah, that's crazy. Look at the last two games for Josh Allen. He's been fantastic. I'm actually going to say go with him. Believe it or not, there's reports out there right now that Cam's shoulder is really messed up. He has not looked the same at quarterback, and they're already talking about he might not even play this week. This might be a no-brainer question come Sunday if Cam is out. But I'm going to say go with Josh Allen. He's got 220-some-odd rushing yards over the last two games. This is something he's gonna run 9 or 10 times this weekend. So as long as the weather in Buffalo, we've got about 4 inches of snow on the ground right now. As long as the weather doesn't play a factor, go with Josh Allen over Cam Newton. Can't believe I'm saying that.
Two more calls here. TJ in Greenfield. What do you got, TJ?
Hey, kind of switched up my question a little bit, but I need a flex in a non-PPR. Spencer Ware, Curtis Samuel, or Courtland Sutton?
Out of these guys, I'm going to say go with Sutton, barely over Ware, and I like Ware, but didn't look great last week, and it's the Ravens' defense. If it's a regular matchup, I'm going with Ware over Sutton, but I think this week you go with Sutton in San Francisco. Again, should get 8 to 10 targets easily, and was already starting to produce ever since they traded Demaryius Thomas. He's looked much better.
All right, and then Brett in New Berlin, last one. Brett, what do you got?
I need two of Marlon Mack, Brandon Cooks, Kenyon Drake, Gus Edwards, and Jeff Wilson. Sorry for an obnoxious call. Thanks.
Yeah, I got all of them. Again, I'm going with Jeff Wilson, and you guys can attack me next week if he falls flat on his face. But I would go with him, and I would go barely Cooks. Again, not the greatest matchup, but, I mean, there's really two receivers, him and Woods. I would go Brandon Cooks, barely over Mack, just because Houston's defense has been playing much better as of late.
Kevin Payne, you can follow him on Twitter. He'll help you out. KCPayne26, KCPayne26 on Twitter. Also, I think this would be a good way, good week to do that RotoWire free trial, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, RotoWire.com/trial. Sign up for your free 10-day trial, or even go ahead and give yourself or somebody else the gift of RotoWire this Christmas. And if we didn't get your question, hit me up on Twitter, KCPayne26. I'll make sure I DM you back in plenty of time so we can get everybody's lineup straightened.
Kevin, appreciate it. We will talk soon.
Sounds good. See you later, Mark.